From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephane de Mistura, says progress is being made in efforts to reach a negotiated end to Syria's long war. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, where the fifth round of intra-Syrian peace talks has wrapped up.
The UN Special Envoy for Syria says there has been incremental progress and all sides engaged in serious, substantive negotiations during this round. The group discussed broad range of issues, including governance, the political transition, elections, and counterterrorism measures. De Mistura says the negotiations were moving on several parallel fronts, and nothing would be agreed until everything was agreed. And he says that will take patience and time.
Last time we said that the train is in the station, ready. I think we can say, especially in Switzerland, where trains are very precise, that the train is moving out of the station, slowly, but moving out of the station.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. media outlets say terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have been testing explosive devices that can be hidden in a laptop and that can evade some commonly used airport security screening methods. The news organizations say the intelligence played a role in the Trump administration's recent decision to prohibit travelers flying out of 10 airports in 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa from carrying laptops and other electronic equipment on board in the cabin area. And U.S. authorities say 3 people under arrest in connection to a fire which caused a portion of a major interstate to collapse in the city of Atlanta on Thursday. Authorities say it will take months to be rebuilt. This is VOA News. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. Hear now from White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
Spicer's remarks was in contrast to a tweet early in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. The highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said it would be premature to grant Flynn's request, citing the investigation is ongoing. A group of 31 U.S. colleges and universities is supporting a legal challenge to President Trump's restrictions on travel to the U.S. by refugees and visitors from certain Muslim countries, claiming the executive order would harm their efforts to provide quality education and promote the free exchange of ideas. Federal courts temporarily suspended enforcement of Trump's immigration order, but legal action is underway by several states that hope to make the temporary restraining order permanent. Judges who issued the restraining orders against both executive orders issued by the president cited as one of their reasons Trump's pledges during last year's political campaign that he would ban all Muslims from entering the U.S. Voting is underway in 19 by-elections in Myanmar in the first test of the popularity of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy since it was formed, the government, a year ago. This voters said for the NLD democracy in the 2015 election, and he intends to vote for them again because he likes the way the NLD government is working for the country. 9 of the contested seats are in the lower house, 3 are in the upper house, and the rest are in state and regional assemblies in ethnic areas. And a last-second score in overtime ended the longest winning streak in U.S. women's college basketball history. Mississippi State stopped the University of Connecticut 111-game winning streak with a 66-64 win Friday night.
I'm proud of our team. I'm proud of our kids. They had an incredible run. But we came up against a much better team tonight.
That was UConn's coach. Mississippi State advances to the national championship game Sunday against South Carolina. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.